Blog Talk Radio.
Royalty. Power to the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them our fame, we do something we don't. Hurting people's pain, we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. And that you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous sun. Do you know who you are? Them called you those things if you knew you were a queen. And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. First Peter 2 and 6, a blessing for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. And that you were called out of the dark, into the marvelous sun. Do you know who you are?
Royalty.
Once we weren't the people,
mercy made us the people.
Now we are the people.
Everybody's doing okay. What a day it is. Hallelujah. All praises be to the Most High. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is a beautiful day out today. Absolutely beautiful. All right. Well, guess what? I just want to make sure you guys can hear me. Let me see who I'm going to pick on today. Brother Uriah. Shalom, Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, push one. If you can hear me, Wonderful. I'm going to open up your mic.
I hear you not loud and clear. Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. How are you this wonderful first day of the week?
Oh, I'm doing great this first day of the week. Doing good. No complaints. No problem.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm just trying to hang in there, you know. Yes, indeed. Everything going okay with you?
Oh, yeah, no problems. Everything's going smooth.
You know what I found out? Sister Lavia sent me something last night where she was saying that now the sheriff department has now denied all of the religious exemptions and given them a deadline for the sheriff.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
You know, it's really terrible. I think it's terrible.
Yeah,
but
they're just trying to shut everything down.
I guess you would have to have a, you know, like I said, for us it's different because we've been established. You know, we've had, our presence have been established. Everybody knows what we stand for, so we just can't come out of the blue and say, you know, from a religious belief, we don't believe in that because we've already established ourselves. You know. So is your...
As a matter of fact, I just handed my exempt just this past Friday, actually, to my boss.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So have you heard anything?
No, to my far as the exemption is concerned at my job?
Uh-huh.
No, she just took it, and I told her to put it in my personnel file, and she took it, and she read over for a second, and she said she'll hold on to it unless it's a big deal at work. Right now, they're not asking for anything where I work at, because she said she just hold on to it, because she's also don't believe in taking it either. She's not going to take it either.
Oh, wow.
As a matter of fact, on my job, several of us are threatened to quit. I'm one of them. She's one of them. If they make us out of mandate, we're leaving the job.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm in a hospital setting, so we can't be hit with it easy because I'm in that setting.
Oh, okay, I got you. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ain't it just a mess? It's just a mess.
Yeah, the whole thing's a mess.
It's a mess, honey. You just want to know why. You know, they just going too far. Just too doggone far. No, no. We just have to pray. You know, I know everybody keeps, they tired of hearing that, but that's all we got at the end of the day is y'all. All we have. That's all we have.
They create another problem, though. You know, all these people quitting, you know, the workforce is going to be in trouble. They ain't going to have nobody to work on these jobs.
Mm-hmm. And then the thing about it is the jobs that don't require it will have more employees than they know what to do with. Because everybody's looking for those places that don't require it. You know, just to be able to survive.
Because several of our nurses at the hospital I work at, you know, already threatened to quit. They mandated to take the vaccine because they're not going to take it either. So we're definitely going to be short with nurses. We're short already. We're going to be short.
But you know what they're talking about, though, this. They're talking about bringing in foreign nurses from different countries to come in and work. And how that's going to work? It's just going to be
a lot of confusion.
Yep, the judgment of the nation. It's just the judgment of the nation. It's all it is. It's terrible. But, I mean, you know, people got to learn. They got to learn for themselves because it's just not good. But, nevertheless, we have to watch y'all and do what we need to do and be vigilant, you know. Continue to pray.
That's our promise. Mm-hmm.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said, that's our promise. I said, waiting on y'all. That's basically our promise. That's the only thing we have to lean on right now.
That is true. That is so very true.
You get us out of this mess.
And I wish and hope everybody has, you know, enough stamina to be able to say, no, thank you, I'm not taking it, you know, and try to find another job to go into because it's just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. fair to do people like that. It's really just not fair. You know, but we don't live in a fair society. This is the world we live in. We just got to deal with it. Okay, let me say something about yesterday. I want to say something about yesterday because I got a lot of pushback yesterday from people that were on the line yesterday that were on the class. And I want to say this to everybody who's listening that was on the call yesterday. You know, when we, a lot of the Hebrew Israelite classes that you all listen to on YouTube and stuff, they don't have participation from the outside. You know, you listen to the lesson, and then you can choose to critique the lesson or not. A lot of people called me yesterday, and they were not very happy with the way the class went because we were taping the class. And I just want to say this, you know, that we pick topics, or I pick topics, or we talk about things that we feel is necessary to talk about. And it may not be to your satisfaction. And, you know, like we said yesterday, sometimes it's best to just sit it out. You know, because we all talked about supernatural things on Saturday. Now, all week we have Bible classes where it's just straight reading, discussing scriptures and all that. But when we hit that Saturday and that supernatural day and we get back into the scriptures, we're not going to talk about things that people think we should. We're going to a level where nobody else goes, you know, and whether you all think it's pertinent or not, whether it's important or not, that's when you have to make the decision to not participate. The problem we came in with yesterday was a lot of people were on the call wanting to debate about whether or not, you know, if they believed or whether or not. If you don't believe in it, just sit the class out. Sit out in the class. You know, so I've come to a conclusion that when we go on those topics and we have things like that that we're going to deal with and that people disagree with, when you make that point that you don't feel like it's relevant or you don't want to, you know, that you don't want to participate, we're just going to mute your phone line. That way everybody else will have an opportunity to give their point. Everybody else will have an opportunity to say what they have to say. Because people were like, well, I had a question. I didn't even get a word in edgewise because all we kept hearing was, why is it relevant? I don't understand this. I don't understand that. So the best thing to do from that point on is to just mute the line. That way everybody else will have a chance to talk. You know, because we talk about a lot of different things. You know, when you have been on the, and you know, like I said, we're babies. We haven't even been on here as long as some other groups have been on here. But I think the thing that has kept us moving forward is people do get a chance to voice their opinion. They do get a chance to talk. They do get a chance to say things. So, you know, from this point, that's what we're just going to do because something is cutting off here. Hold on. We shouldn't be cutting off. It said we got 90 seconds. Oh, you know what, you guys? Oh, my goodness. You know what? We're going to have to call back in. Just give me a minute because that episode that I placed on there, I didn't place it on there long enough. Oh, my goodness. I was so busy watching Dateline today about flight number 93. It was very interesting. But just if you guys get hung up, just give me a minute, and I'm going to put it back on, and then you guys can call back in because this is my fault. I am so sorry. I do very so much apologize. I really do. It's just I wasn't even thinking about the duration of the class. You know, went too far. Woo, I got a lot on my plate, boy. Brother Uriah, I need you, okay? I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness. It's been a long day. We're going to make it, though. We're going to get there, I promise y'all. So if you get disconnected, give me about five minutes and call back in because I'm going to set another class for today. This is just not happening. But anyway, yeah, it was a very interesting show, and they were talking to the children and the loved ones of flight number 93 that happened around the time of the the Trade Center in New York. It was really interesting. So I'm going to set another show and give me a call back. I'll be right back, you guys. Give me a minute. Hold your horses. Let me create. Can you still hear me, Brother Uriah?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay, let me do it again. We're going to do this. It was only on for 15 minutes. We're going to do it for 120 minutes, and we're going to see what happens. Yeah. I had forgot about it. I'm like, oh, my God. See what we do. See what we can. Duration of time, multiple episodes. No, we can't choose multiple episodes. We're going to go live now. Okay. Okay, let's see what we got here. See what they let us do. I'm glad you guys didn't hang up. Let me see. Okay, go live. All right, let's see. Are you guys still there, Brother Uriah? Are you still there?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay, good. All right. All right. Well, let's see. They probably going to let us hang up, so I don't know. I don't know how this is going. Let me see. Ignore your next scheduled episode is in 37 seconds. What do you want to do? 32 seconds. Okay, yeah, we're going to hang up, and then we're going to call back. You guys, I'm going to ignore that. So 25 seconds, the next scheduled episode will come up. Let me see if they'll let you stay on, because I've never had this happen before. I wasn't even thinking about it. It's really weird. Okay, 13 seconds.
Okay, 13.
What do you want us to do? Okay. 4, 3. Here we go. Let's see what happens. Start the next